So here we go. Time to specify we now have. We're moving to the Torah talking about Abraham Avinu. But what's interesting is that when the Torah talks about Abraham Avinu, we start in the middle of the story. We start in the middle of the story because Abraham Avinu, when Hashem actually now speaks to him and says, "Let's call me Yitzchak," how old was Abraham? Anybody know?
75 years old.
Very good. Yeah, very good. So he's 75 years old. Now what has happened with Abraham Avinu for the last 75 years? Well, everyone knows the matter that he broke his father's idol. But what is going on?
He got a pin
five. And then
Nimrod found him through
the
change. Okay. So could I for me? I think it's for me to share with you guys, and could I for you to know a quote unquote well-known Rambam. Worthwhile for you guys to know, a Rambam at the very beginning, Perek Rishon, from Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Chukos Hagoyim, where the Rambam explains where does Avodah Zarah come from in the first place, and then it brings into the picture Avraham Avinu. He says as follows. He says, I'm going to summarize, and then a little later on I'll read you his language. He says, in the days of Enosh, Enosh was one of the early generations. Totally out of human mistake, a big, big mistake, he says. And led to terrible, terrible things. The mistake was that they looked at the world and they said, fish, Hashem has all these messengers in the world. He has the sun to give us light and heat. He has the stars to enlighten the sky. He has trees that give us fresh air. God has all these various things in the world that serve his purpose. So they are servants of God. So those servants of the king also deserve some honor. If the king deserves honor, so then the servants of the king also deserve honor. No? Yeah, that's what they thought. So therefore they started to honor celestial beings as though they were servants of the king. And it started to give them carbonos and gifts. And then slowly, over the course of time, they started to worship them and think that they themselves had power. This was a mistake. This is basically the origin of Avodah Zarah, according to Rambam. According to Rambam. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, that's the kisser. Then after the days were very long, there were Nevi'i Sheker, false prophets who arose, and they started to make up symbols and commandments and tell people to act in certain ways of worshiping the Avodah Zarah. And ultimately, this came to the point where the uneducated amongst the people, this is what they followed. They followed the false prophets, and they built them temples, and they worship them under the trees and at the top of mountains, like the Torah says in several places. And they would gather there in groups and they would worship them. And this became the Minhag Olam, basically. The wise people amongst them, the priests, would imagine that they were the god. And ultimately, people got so caught up in this that they forgot that there's actually a real God. They forgot that there was really Hashem. Aval, Suha Ulam Limboha Yasham Makiro. The master of the world, the creator of the world, there's no one who recognized him. Lo Yodo. And when you see the world, only a few handful of people could go to Chanoch, and the Sushela, the Noah, the Shem, the Eber. These are the only handful of individuals who knew that there was God. Again, there are already thousands and thousands of people on the face of the earth. So there are two higher holes, God, and all that. This is the way of the world. Until the pillar of the world was born. Shehu Avraham Avinu. This is Avraham Avinu, the pillar of the world. Now listen to this language, it says. Kevin Shenigmal, once he was weaned, eight times. What does eight times mean, eight times?
Avraham.
It's a reference to Avraham. What does it mean? It means strong. This keyboard, this powerful person, powerful, obviously not necessarily in strength, but obviously the meaning, maybe also in strength, but in character. His chil was shotate the daito. He started to explore with his mind. The mukata, he was a child. The lacha of the yom ha'layah, he was thinking day and night. The hayat tamiya, and he was astounded. Here, esha, she has galgala, said, oh, hey, tamim. How is it possible that this earth is always, is revolting, whatever, it's constantly, lo yom ha'mani. Who's turning it around? Who's running this world? But he said, yes, so she sat there, I can't turn himself around, I can't move himself. And he had no teacher, and nobody who informed him. And when Muska, the oil captain, he was sunken in oil captain. Then over there, Zohar, amongst the Irishmen, Hatipshin, who were foolish. The only the Imam, his father, the whole Hanukkah, the Zohar, the Rabbis, the Zohar, the Ruhai, the Holy Man, and he was worshiping idols along with them. That was his culture. That's how he grew up. He didn't know any better. That's what he was doing. Idol worship. Adam and Inu. The Levo, which has taken the Levine. But his heart was exploring and trying to understand. Actually, he thinks Derek had until he understood the way of truth. But he didn't come up, said it, and he got to go on a and he understood the path of righteousness from his own mind. The Yaga Sheyesh Sham Eloha, Echad. And he understood there must be one true God. The Hu Mani Gagagal, he is running the world. The Hu Bara HaKol, and he created things. The Ein Bakol, and it's the Eloha Kutmir. And there is no God other than him existing in this world. The Yoga Shekora Amtarin, and he knew that the entire world was making mistakes. The Zavah Shekorama and the Thoth, the Shekorama and the Kokom, and where the cousins make this mistake, they're worshiping stars and his other forms until they lost the truth. Well, then Ivan Shana, when he was 40 years old, he hear Abraham is born. He recognized his creator. Caleb Shehikir, once he recognized him, the Yoga, and he knew. He started answering people's questions. He started proving people wrong in their belief. The Lord was sitting by him, and he would arrange debates with them. The Lord said, this is not the truth. This is not the truth. This is not the truth. The Shiva had spun when he broke the idols. The Hitler was holding the arm and said to the Torah people, Shayin Rodel Adel, Adel Adel Adel, it's not worthwhile to worship anyone but God. The Lord was in the shop of the Hakim, the Manasseh, and she had to rule close, have ruined the Aboyim. And only for him should he bow down and she'd bring Kavonos and offer wine and offerings. The Lord was out of the side of Christ and she'd destroy Adel Adel, so that people shouldn't be mistaken to follow them, because all was made up. Once he overpowered them in a sense with his proofs, became a man of power of the king. Wanted to kill him. Who's the king? Nimrod. He wants to kill him. Now it's the Nate, right? That's the Kishon HaEish. That's the story of the Kishon HaEish. Right? Now it's the name, so there's the opposite. V'yotel HaKharam. That's when he went to Kharam. Why did he leave the Kharam? He was driven out. Because everybody, he was driving him nuts. Because he was fooling God. He went to Choron, the Hitzchil Lamo, the Lickos, the Kozaro, he started to teach Allah, the Choha Am, the Adiyam, Shiesh Aloha, Echad, the Choha Olam, the Lord of the Lago. He started teaching him, there's one true God, it's worth all to serve him. By the house, the Kori, the Kari, the Am, he was going, gathering people together, and he ear to ear, from Mamrachal, and Mamrachal, from country to country, city to city, actually, he ear to Ezkanan, the Rukhah, until he came to Ezkanan. Shenehna, the Ezkanan, Shem, the Shem, the Shem, the Kelolam. And he put it there, the God, as God is the king of the world. Okay, so he answers every individual according to their questions, according to what they needed. This is at the Nefesh Asheratu B'Chavyon, and this was the Beit Avram, this was where Avram's party came from. So there's a couple of diukim that I want to make in this Rambam, in terms of what happened with Avram, the language makes me think about it. Makes me think like deeply about ourselves as well. From 3 years old, Rambam says from 3 years old, my book from the Gemara has a debate, when did Avram recognize Hashem? So one opinion says three. So Rambam is being miyashi, wasn't he? He understood God was three. Another thing was 40, so what was it, three? Was it 40? So I'm saying from three he started searching for God. At 40 he decided, he knew there's a God. But what? But in our parasha, at 75 is the first time God speaks to him. Can you imagine? First of all, from age 3, the Rambam's language is he was Meshodeh, Bechoshay, Bezaito, Yomam Belaila, day and night. He was constantly thinking about Hashem. He was constantly exploring. He was constantly searching. That's number one. Number two, once he was convinced, he started teaching everyone. He would not accept the sheker of the world. He would not accept this mistake that people made about Avodah Zarah. He wouldn't accept it. You know, I think for a little bit,
was reading the Shambam this morning, and I started reading it last night, so I was sleeping in there. But this morning, and the Rambam is telling us how to look for God. I'm looking for Hashem. Like God was doing, he was looking for Hashem. So, you know, sometimes a guy comes to yeshiva and he says, okay, so when does it happen? How do I get into it? How do I, like, get into the learning? How do I, like, build a relationship with Hashem? So, I have, like, some news for anybody who's Afghan about that. There's no magic potion. There's no magic words. It's to be like Avraham Avinu. It's to be like Avraham Avinu. Hoshev, the daito, Mishote, the daito, exploring with your mind, the Hoshev, Yom of the Lila, thinking about God day and night. Avraham Avinu was thinking about God, he was trying to decide for 37 years, from age 3 to age 40. I remember when I was teaching in a school in America, so there was a boy who decided he's an atheist. He decided he's an atheist. How old was he? 13. So he decided he's an atheist. And he was like, he told some of the other kids, and he whispered, looking at this guy, just trying to throw him throughout and yell at him. Like, okay, so next. And then he went through high school, he went to yeshiva in Israel actually for a year, and then he didn't go to Sarshago, he went to the place. I don't know where he is today. I hope he's rethought that decision. But he was in eighth grade, 13 years old. You think he really thought in the deepest way possible about whether or not there's a God? He's in eighth grade. He's going to live now for the next, until 120, the next 107 years, based on the decision that he made when he was 13 years old. Does that make any sense? Avraham Avinu, in a world full of Avodah Zarah, is contemplating, thinking, does this make sense? For 37 years. And then, he realizes there's a God. At age 40. And then at 40, then he starts to teach. He starts to try to live according to his conviction. What was Avraham Avinu thinking? What was his logic? What was he thinking about? So I want to share with you the way that there was someone kind of brings it down to our level. It says like this. Avraham Avinu wants to know what the whole thing is for. What did he create the world for? He understood one thing. It's based on the Ishvitz Rebbe, the Mashiach. So that all that is going on in the world is not considered real living. Listen to this very carefully, guys. You cannot say, wow, I went to Bermuda and I had a good time. I was really alive. If this is all there is to life, then God has created such a good world for this. Meaning to say, if you really believe in God, is this all he can offer to the highest creature he created? A little vacation in Bermuda? If a person says, I went to a party at such a good time, does this really make you happy? Someone says, thank God, stop working went up. Okay, so it's true that nothing gets it to the song, maybe something wrong with making money. But the question is, did God have to create the whole world and put in man a little part of God himself for the stock market? God created man in his image so that he should have more money? It just doesn't go. So I don't know if you understood one thing. This is not where it's at. Now listen to very carefully. Then you understood something else. Imagine I need a new suit. And then I get a new suit. So I have a new suit. So what do I really have? Garnish. Let's say I'm hungry. I want to have a good meal. Okay. I have a good meal. What comes next? You see what it is? After you have most things in the world, after you have those things, you have nothing. Because all you wanted is to have them. You had that. Now what? This can't be what real life is all about. Listen very carefully. Because life has to be something which only begins after you have it. You hear this thing? You hear the way Rishon and Ezekiel explaining Avraham Avinu? He looked at this world. He says, what am I alive for? Why does God? There must be a God. He figured that out. And why did he create me? What am I searching for? What's supposed to be going on with me? So if it's supposed to be that, well, I want to make money, okay, scrap, then you have money. Okay, then what? How are you going to spend that money? I'm going to buy a house. Okay, now you have a house. Now what? but I'm going to put kids into it. I'm going to hopefully have kids and like raise them, like, you know, and take them on vacations and buy them toys. And okay, and then what? So he understood me, all these things that like we were chasing after, and then they're necessary. We need to live with these things. Probably think not to have a nice house and whatever, but like, but is that the tachlis? Is that the goal? That's all just this world. That's all Olam has said. What's really going on here? So if I'm I could have that house, I could have this house. Does it really matter? So what did God create me for? What did God create me for? And then Rav Shlomo says the most unbelievable thing. God says, go to the land which I will show you. It's not only that I want to know what I'm supposed to do. It's not enough that I want to know what the root of my life is. The deepest depth of my wanting is that I would really like to know what God thinks of me. You see, guys? What I really want to know is, what does Hashem want from me in my life? We are so concerned about what people think of me. Am I wearing the right clothes? Am I wearing the right shoes on the basketball court? Am I in with the right social group? And I am the cool WhatsApp group, which all you are. But we're so concerned about what people think of us. But in the deepest, deepest depth, we don't dare think to ourselves, I wish I would know what God thinks of me. If I could only have a little glimpse of why God created me, what He wants of me, what God thinks of me, can you imagine what kind of a revelation it would be? Think about that for a second, Isaac. Think about that for a second. Avraham Avinu was on that level. Avraham Avinu was hungry for real. He didn't care what the world thinks of him. He loved the world. But he didn't care what they think of him. Avraham Avinu now wants to know what God thinks of him. He wants to know, how far am I reaching? How deep am I reaching? Where do I reach God? What is my connection between me and God? Farshim say, and I actually quoted this the other day, what is that Hashem telling Avraham? He says, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means go to you. All the Chassidim says, go to you, go to yourself. Avraham's travel from Haran to Canaan was not just about a location, geographic location. It was about El Ha'aret Asher Ar'eka. Go to a land that I will show you. And what does it mean, you go to a land that I will show you? So the Ishmael Rebbe again, the Ishmael Rebbe says, what does it mean to go to a land that I will show you? Hashem says, your place is out of me. Your place is a place called I will show you. I'm going to bring you to a place where you're going to have revelation. Where you're going to see things in a way that you could never saw things before. You're going to become something that you never thought you could become before. You're going to be a source of blessing in this world. You know why? Because there's a place, Asher Ar'eka. That's your place. And that place is called Eretz Yisrael. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, you know what, Yoni? You know what, Yoni? You know what, Nachum? You know what, Isaac? You know what you need? Every single one of you? You know what? You're in a place called Asher Ar'eka. You're in a place, you're in the Holy Land, you're in a place where I'm going to show you things. I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to allow you to find new perspective, new outlook on life. El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka. V'heyei bracha. And you will be a blessing. If we open ourselves up to that blessing, if we open up our eyes, and we open up our minds, so then Ezer Asher will be built up to that blessing. What does it take from us? From us, we have to commit ourselves to being like Avraham Avinu, to thinking constantly, for searching for God. How am I going to get into it? How is this year going to work for me? You have to think constantly. I'm not telling everybody that they should start learning in the Beis Medrash during Beis Medrash every single day and after 10 o'clock every night. That'll come in Mitzvah Shem later in the year. It'll come. You have to use extra time. You're going to have to invest your time. Let's start with Seder. Let's start with the time, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing when we're supposed to be doing them. Coming to Seder on time. Going to davening on time. It's not about the on time. It's about the fact that I have an opportunity now to search out God. To search out God's knowledge. I have an opportunity. I'm just going to let that slip through my fingers. I want to be an Avraham Avinu. We're all a little Avraham Avinu. A little piece of Avraham Avinu is in our DNA. We should use the minds that Hashem blessed us with. We should use our hearts. Lech Lecha. to look into ourselves, to fulfill our potential, to be the best that we can be. I wish you guys a wonderful, beautiful Shabbat Kodesh. It should be a beautiful Shabbat in Yeshua, guys. Do a lot of Ruach.